The President, Cyril Ramaphosa, and the Minister of Higher Education, etc., etc., Bladen Zimande, was visiting Stellenbosch campus yesterday, along with a South African born. He grew up and had his early education in the Port Elizabeth area, and he's made a lot of money in the biotech world, Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, and he committed to spending a lot of money to build an advanced genomics facility in South Africa. That is the Center for Epidemic Response and Innovation, which will be officially launched later this year. Professor Tulio de Oliveira joins us now. Tulio, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and all your listeners.
When CERI is up and running, what is it going to be able to do?
Okay, so the first thing is that CERI is up and running, yeah? And what we do basic DNA sequencing. What it means is that normally we receive samples from many different pathogens. We are specialized in pathogens such as SARS-CoV-2, HIV, tuberculosis, or hepatitis, or papillomavirus. And we take that sample and we generate the genetic code of the pathogen, which allow, for example, the identification of the Omicron variant. So where our scientists that have validated that nationally, yeah. So at the moment, the labs are all finalized. They are up and running. And what we're going to be doing with our Department of Science Innovation, yeah, and with funding from internationally funding, including Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, he donated two large sequencers to us. But we also have other bigger funders like the Rockefeller Foundation or the National Institute of Health, is to work with that technology to solve and to answer the biggest questions related to pathogens and to epidemics and pandemics in South Africa and Africa.
Okay, and I mean, it's not as if you're only going to be starting this work in a couple of months. It is work that has been done at other facilities, but is it now being sort of more geographically centralized?
So the main success of South Africa genomic surveillance, which many of your listeners may be aware, especially on epidemics and pathogens and SARS-CoV-2, is that we have a very decentralized process. So, for example, I lead what's called the Network for Genomic Surveillance in South Africa. We have 8 different facilities generating genomes in real time, and that includes the National Institute of Health of Communicable Disease, the NICD, our lab in Stellenbosch, yeah, the University of Cape Town, University of the Free State, CRISP at UKZN, and Pretoria, University of Pretoria, and WITS. And that's what we do very well. But in addition of this decentralized, what you need to the is the very large high throughput centers, because they allow to do things quicker and cheaper. And that's what CERI it is. It's going to be the largest genomics facility in the country, but is working very close collaboration with all these labs, in addition to the South Africa Medical Research Council genomics facilities that's just next door to us.
And is this, this is work, you're sequencing stuff that is found. And I mean, what are some of the potential implications of that, which we, the public, are not yet aware of? I mean, we, since COVID came, we've learned a lot more than we knew before COVID about gene sequencing and what that can tell us. And we sort of have mixed feelings about the work that was done identifying the Omicron variant. But are there any kind of hey wow things that you might be announcing in the next year or while as a result of this facility being there?
Okay, so that's a great conversation that we can have, yeah, with the public in South Africa, because now genomics became more well known, and many people would not know the very big applications that's already used in South Africa. For example, For treatment with antiretroviral therapy, we normally sequence the virus to identify resistance to therapy, yeah, and then to change the accurate therapy. We do the same with extreme drug resistance and drug resistance tuberculosis. The same technology is used, for example, to identify to solve crimes and to, for example, gender-based violence, DNA testing, and we are trying to work quite close with the government to decrease the backlog. And then you have also the identification of new pathogens and new variants, which we work quite a lot, not only in South Africa. We work with 20 different African countries describing new genotypes of, for example, hepatitis, and a lot with South America and South Asia. So, for example, we did a lot of sequencing and analysis of that identified the Zika virus and yellow fever and West Nile. And what it means? It means that, unfortunately, the world, it entered in a phase of epidemics and pandemics. And what we are showing is that it's really, really important to identify quick the pathogens, but also use this information to develop vaccines. And that's where the big investment of Patrick in South Africa is very important. He's creating a vaccine manufacturer, but also to select the best therapies or sometimes to put a criminal on jail.
Professor Tulio de Oliveira, thank you very, very, very much. Another example of how cutting edge South Africa can be and is in some areas.